感谢神，我们今天我们来到神的殿中感谢神，我们今天在这个主题，谢谢。今天我们在这个主日，愿圣灵带领我们，我们来思想神的话语，也思想神的恩典我们一起来读一处经文，是在小学生可以回到自己的主日学房间
Now all the elementary kids can go to your classroom.
Okay, 我们可以一起来看一处经文。
And let's start by reading some Bible passages.
我们可以看到这个大屏幕。我们今天一起来读马太福音七章二十四到二十七节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27. You can follow the PowerPoint.
我们看到我们可以一起来读马太福音七章二十四到二十七节。
Let's read them together.
好，二十四节，所以。我们一起来读哈，二十四节。好，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you. We thank you that you've given us your word.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光。
Your word is a lamp upon our feet and the light upon our path.
愿圣灵把我们的信心能够建立在你的话语，就是你的真理上面。
May your Holy Spirit build our faith upon your rock, which is your word.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们今天我们看到登山宝训的最后一段。
Today we'll take a look at the last section of the Sermon on the Mount.
在主耶稣即将要结束他的登山宝训的时候，主耶稣用了一连串的警告。
Before Jesus concluded his Sermon on the Mount, he used a series of warnings.
在七章的十三到十四节，马太福音七章十三到十四节，主耶稣说：“你们要进窄门。”
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate."
因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
十四节，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的。找到的人也少。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
接下来主耶稣警告我们说，会有假先知，他外面是羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Next, Jesus warned us against the false prophets who are wolves in sheepskin.
那么假先知来是要带领人进入那个宽门。
Those false prophets, they came to lead people astray into the broad way.
我们都知道那个宽门是通向哪里？通向灭亡。
We all know where the broad gate leads us to, into destruction.
接下来主耶稣再一次警告说，有很多人以为自己得救了，以为自己是基督徒，但是事实上他们不认识上帝，上帝也不认识他们。
Next, Jesus warned us that many among us, they think they are Christians, they think they are saved.But in the end, they don't truly know God, and God doesn't know them.
最后，就是我们今天所读到的经文，主耶稣告诉我们，用一个盖房子的比喻来告诉我们。
That lead us into today's passage, where Jesus used a parable of two builders to teach us.
我们应该怎样做 才是真正合神心意，才是把房子盖在磐石上面，不会垮掉。
He teaches us how we should act and how we should build our houses on the rock, so it will not fall.
我们来看今天的经文七章二十四节，这里说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Let's look at Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以这一句话当中，我们可以看到有一些字非常关键。那么很多人会看到有一个很关键的字，就是行。
We can see a few keywords in this passage, and most people will notice a keyword, does.
那么我们都知道。圣经让我们不要只做一个能说不能行的基督徒。
We all know, the Bible teaches us, do not be a Christian with words only and without deeds.
只是听到却不能行到，这是上帝所不喜悦。
If we hear God's word but not putting them into practice, that's not pleasing to God.
但其实在这句话中有一个更关键的词是什么呢？
Yet in this passage, there's aAnother key word that's even more important. Can you guess which it is?
我这话。
These sayings of mine.
听见上帝的话，听见耶稣的话。
We need to hear the words of God, the words of Jesus.
然后再去行。
Then act accordingly.
这才是把房子盖在磐石上。
That's how we build our houses on the rock.
不是根据我们自己的意思去行。
We don't act according to our own desires.
不是根据我们自己的判断，自己的喜好去行。
We don't act according to our own judgment or our own preference.
而是听耶稣的话，按耶稣的话去行。
We want to hear the words of Jesus and act accordingly.
在耶稣讲这个盖房子的比喻之前，耶稣专门提到一种人。
Before Jesus told us the parable of the builders, and he mentioned one type of people.
这在马太福音七章二十一到二十三节。
It's recorded in Matthew 7:21-23.
主耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Jesus said,Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many would say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这些人有没有行？
Do these people have actions?
有没有行动？有行动，对不对？
Yeah, of course they do.
那神不认识他们。
Yet God doesn't know them.
问题出在哪里？
What's wrong with them?
他们不是听上帝的话，遵行上帝的话去行。
They didn't act according to the words of God.
所以接下来主耶稣就举了这个盖房子的比喻。
Next, Jesus told us the parable of the two builders.
那这些有很多行为的人，他们是把房子盖在磐石上呢，还是把房子盖在这个沙土上面？
Those people with many deeds, do they build their houses on the rock or on the sand?
沙石，对不对？
Understand.
因为当他们真正面对上帝的时候，上帝说，你那些所有的行为都是恶的，你是作恶的人，因为你不遵行天父的旨意。
So when they finally face God, God told them, you are ones who practice lawlessness. You didn't act according to my will.
所以接下来主耶稣谈到这样一群人，他们有很多的行为，他们做了很多的事，但是接下来主耶稣马上用盖房子的比喻来说有两种人。
After Jesus mentioned that type of people who have many deeds, then Jesus told us the parable of two builders.
啊，是什么导致那些有很多行为的人，或者他们做了很多很了不起的行为，但是他们最终却被上帝所拒绝，上帝责备他们。
Those people performed many good deeds, yet they are rejected by God. Why?
因为他们是按照自己的意思去行，他们不是按照天父的旨意去行。
Because they acted according to their own will and not the will of our Heavenly Father.
如果他们真正听耶稣的话，他们就知道，他们上帝所看重的是我们在暗中所行的。
If they truly follow the words of Jesus, then they would know what God values is what we do in secret.
上帝是要我们把荣耀归给上帝。
God wants us to give glory to God.
上帝要我们看自己是一个得到恩典的人。
God wants us to see ourselves as people under grace.
那显然这些人，他们虽然有很多的行为。
Obviously, even though those people, they performed many great deeds.
啊，但是呢，他们所看重的就是我们有哪些了不起的行为，是在人的面前的行为。
Yet what they value are their deeds done before other people.
他们所看重的，我要把荣耀，把这个功劳要算在我自己的身上。
What they value is glory unto themselves.
他们看自己不是，哇，我是一个不堪不配的人，但我得到了恩典。他们不是这样看自己的。
When they look at themselves, they wouldn't think of themselves as unworthy, only receiving grace.
他们是理直气壮要来到上帝面前跟上帝谈条件。
They are arrogant and wanting to bargain with God.
所以他们的行为是建立在这个沙土上的，是会垮掉的。
Therefore, their actions are built on the sand, and they will collapse in the end.
所以当我们来思想主耶稣的话，主耶稣说有两种人盖房子，我们要知道这个前提是什么，就是我们是不是听到上帝的话，听到耶稣的话再去行，这是最重要的一个前提。
So when we hear Jesus' parable about two builders, we have to remember there are two types of people, and we have to think if we build our actions on sand or on the rock.
啊，今天我们很多的时候，我们就会说，哇，圣经过时了。
And oftentimes we will say, the Bible is for old times; it's not fit for today.
圣经，已经没有意义了。
And the Bible is meaningless in today's world.
我们只要做好人就可以了。
We just need to be good people.
啊，这事情真的是这样吗？
But is it true?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
啊，如果我们仅仅根据自己的喜好，根据自己的判断，去做自己所认为的那种好人。
If we just act according to our own will, according to our own judgment, and want to be good people according to our own standards,
会带来这个世界上非常大的混乱。
It will lead the world into chaos.
啊，或者给这个世界带来灾难。
Or even bring disaster to the world.
啊，无论从历史上，从今天，这样的事情我们每天都可以看到。
We can see such incidents throughout history, and we can see it today as well.
啊，所以当我们基督徒要真正也行出来上帝所喜悦的行为，我们必须建立在神的话语上面。
So for us Christians, if we want to have truly good deeds, we have to build our deeds on God's words.
啊，我们一起来看哥林多前书三章十一节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11.
好，我们可以看到这个投影，我们一起来读哥林多前书三章十一节。
Let's read it together.
一起，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。这是我们的根基。
That's our foundation.
啊，除了上帝的话之外，没有绝对的标准，没有绝对的真理。
There's no absolute standard or truth other than God's word.
而上帝的话是绝对的标准，绝对的真理。
God's words are absolute truth and absolute standard.
是我们一切行为的基础。
So we have to act according to the words of God.
啊，我们现在就来看这个比喻当中所谈到的这两个盖房子的人。
Now let's look at the two builders in the parable.
他们其实有很多很相似的地方。
They have many similarities.
他们都是有目标的人。
They both have goals.
啊，我要建一所房子。
And they both want to build a house.
他们都完成了他们的目标。
And they both achieve their goals.
他们没有半途而废。
They didn't abandon their goals.
啊，他们都是有能力的人。
They are both capable.
啊，他们准备好所有的盖房子的材料，并且他们完成了。
They prepared all the building materials and they finished their project.
如果不是后来有这个风吹雨打狂风暴雨来
if there's no wind and rain and storm,
他们看上去这两个人非常相像
on the outside they look very similar.
但是他们的结局却是截然不同的
yet their endings are very different.
啊，一个人所建造的可以存留
and one house endured.
另外一个人可建造的垮掉了。
The other house collapsed.
他们在很多方面看上去很一样，但是他们却有本质的不同。
In many aspects, they are about the same, yet fundamentally they are different.
啊，这让我们想起耶稣所讲的另外一个比喻。
That reminds us of another parable told by Jesus.
啊，这是在马太福音十三章二十四到三十节。
It's in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30.
啊，我给大家读一下。耶稣又设个比喻对他们说天国好像人撒好种在田里
Another parable he put forth to them saying The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field
即是人睡觉的时候有仇敌来把稗子撒在麦子里就走了
But while man slept his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way
到长苗吐穗的时候稗子也显出来
But when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared.
田主的仆人来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？
So the servants of the owner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?
主人说，这是仇敌做的。仆人说，你要我们去薅出来吗？
He said to them,An enemy has done this. The servant said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up?
主人说不必恐怕薅稗子连麦子也薅出来了
But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them.
容这两样一起长等着收割等收割的时候我要对收割的人说先将稗子薅出来捆成捆留着烧唯有麦子要收在仓里
Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
这两个稗子和麦子，当他们在长成之前，他们看上去都很像的。
Wheat and tares look similar before they produce harvest.
就像那两个盖房子的人，他们从外面看上去都很相像的。
Just like the two builders look alike on the outside.
耶稣还提到有些人在马太福音七章二十一到二十三节。
Jesus also mentioned some people in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23.
啊，我们再次来看到这样的人。啊，二十一节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Let's revisit those verses.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
我就明明地告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
那么这些人，他们没有到真正面对上帝的那一天。
Those people, before they face God in the end,
他们看起来跟其他的基督徒好像一样的。
They look just like other Christians.
他们说话像基督徒，他们说主啊，主啊。
And their words are like other Christians. They call Our Lord, Lord, Lord.
他们做事像基督徒，他们传道、赶鬼、行异能，做很了不起的事情。
They act like other Christians. They prophesy, they cast out demons, and they perform wonders.
他们看上去就是一个得救的基督徒啊。
They look like saved Christians.
但是到那真正面对上帝的时刻，他们的不一样就显明出来。
Yet when they face God in the end, their difference will be shown.
所以我们会看到两个盖房子的人，如果没有到最后的考验，他们都是一样的人。
So if we look at the two builders, without the trial and test, they will look about the same.
所以这是再一次主耶稣提醒我们，是不是提醒那些不认识上帝的人，不是提醒那些教会之外的人，而是提醒那些认为自己是基督徒的人。
So this parable is not for people outside the church. It's for people inside the church who already know Jesus.
就在这样的一群人当中，他们同样在盖房子，同样在做他们认为上帝让他们做的事情，但是他们事实上本质上有很大的不同。
And even those people are doing the same thing as other Christians. They are also building houses. Yet they are fundamentally different from true Christians.
我们刚才看到两个盖房子的人，他们有很多相似的地方。我们现在看他们不同的地方。
We've looked at the similarities between the two builders. Now let's look at their differences.
他们不同的地方当然也很明显。首先，他们盖房子所花的时间是完全不同的。
Their differences are quite obvious as well. First, they spend different amount of time in building their houses.
那个在石头上盖房子的人要花很多很多的时间。
The builder who built his house on the rock will spend a long time.
那个在沙土上盖房子的人，哇，他需要的时间很少。
And the one who built his house on the sand may not need to spend much time.
我们可以来看这样的一幅画面，有一个人在石头上盖房子，汗流满面，但是半天看不到任何的进展。
Let's picture this. The builder building his house on the rock, and he shed a lot of sweat, yet he couldn't see much progress.
而另外一个在沙土上盖房子，很快他的房子就立起来了。
Yet the other builder building on the sand, and he will erect his house very quickly.
又大又好。
And it's big and beautiful.
如果我们人看到这一切，我们会觉得哪个是聪明人，哪个是笨蛋呢？
And if we just look at this picture, then who will we think as wise and who will we think as foolish?
我们肯定会多觉得那个做事有效率的人，哇，很聪明。
Most people would think the builder who built his house on sand is more efficient. He's wise.
那个在石头上盖房子的人好傻。
And the one who built his house on the rock is so foolish.
因为我们人不会想将来会有暴风雨来。
So we wouldn't think about the storm coming tomorrow.
就像我们人几乎没有人会想有一天我们会离开这个世界，会面对上帝的审判。
Just like nobody thinks about the final judgment when we leave this world.
我们在想我们怎么样尽快可以赚更多的钱。
We always think,How can we make more money?
我们怎么可以尽快得到提升？
How can I get promotions?
我们怎么可以尽快的达到我们的目标？
How can I achieve my goals?
这是我们每天思想的问题。
That's what's on our mind.
我们很少有人去想，有一天上帝来了，我怎么办？
Yeah, we don't often think, when I face God, when Christ comes again, what should I do?
当人们看这两个盖房子的人，人们不会想，暴风雨来了，他们怎么办？人们不想这个问题。
When we look at the two builders, we wouldn't think, "What if the storm comes?"
人们崇拜那些哇，你做事很棒，你做事很有效率，你很快得到你想要达成的目标。我们崇拜这样的人。
We worship those capable people who can achieve their goals quickly and who can do things efficiently.
圣经中有这样的一个人，在人看来很笨的。
There is such a character in the Bible who appear to be foolish in people's eyes.
就是挪亚。
And his name's Noah.
挪亚不是盖房子，挪亚是建方舟。
Noah is not a builder of houses. He's a builder of ark.
圣经对挪亚有一句评价。
The Bible has such a description regarding Noah.
圣经说挪亚是这样说的，凡神所吩咐的他就照样行了。
The Bible says, according to all that God commanded him, so he did.
这就是耶稣所说的，凡听见我这话的就去行。
That's exactly the kind of people Jesus said, those who do as I say.
所以挪亚去造船不是按他自己的意思，是上帝的话，他按上帝的话去行。
So when Noah built his ark, he didn't build it according to his own will. He built it according to God's commands.
人们看挪亚的行为是会称赞他呢，还是会嘲笑他？
When people look at Noah, do you think they praise him or they laugh at him?
嘲笑他。
They laughed at him.
人们会认为挪亚哇是个聪明人，还是认为挪亚是个蠢愚蠢的人？
Do they think Noah wise or foolish?
人们会认为挪亚是个愚蠢的人。
They think him foolish.
没有人认为挪亚做的事是好行为，地上的人没有人这样想。
Nobody thought of Noah's deeds as good, at least those people of his time.
然后挪亚花了120年的时间就造了一个方舟。
Noah spent 120 years on his ark.
这就是一个在石头上盖房子的人。
He's like the builder who builds his house on the rock.
当那个在沙土上盖房子的人，同样的时间，可能成百上千的房子他都盖好了。
The one who builds his house on the sand with the same amount of time, probably he can build hundreds or even thousands of houses.
哦，但这个傻瓜只盖了一个房子。
Yet this foolish man, he only built one house.
但是这个房子能够救命。
But this house can save people's lives.
挪亚的方舟可以救人的命。
Noah's ark can save people's lives.
120年挪亚在地上只做了一件事情，只有一个成就，就是造了一个方舟。
Throughout 120 years, Noah only did one thing, building his ark.
同样的时间，他的邻居哇，在这个地上可能收集了大笔的财富，可能建了很多的房子，可能取得了很高的地位。
For the same amount of time, his neighbors probably accumulated a lot of wealthbuilt a lot of houses and achieved a lot of fame.
但是洪水一来，这些都没有了。
Yet when the flood came, all of those are lost.
所以当我们来思想好的行为的时候，我们要知道这个好行为一定是建立在上帝的话语上面的。
So when we think about good deeds, those good deeds have to be built upon the words of God.
没有人认为挪亚的行为是好行为，在人来看，在当时的人来看。
Nobody thought of Noah's deeds as good, at least in the eyes of his contemporaries.
在当时的人来看，没有人认为挪亚是聪明人，人们都认为挪亚是傻瓜。
In their eyes, nobody thought Noah as wise. They all thought of him as foolish.
但是在上帝看，挪亚就是一个聪明人。
Yet in God's eyes, Noah is wise.
不仅仅因为他花了120年时间去建了一个方舟。
Not only because he spent 120 years to build his ark.
最重要就是上帝所说的那句话。
The most important thing is what God said.
凡神所吩咐的，他就照样行了。
According to all that God commanded him, so he did.
这是一个聪明人。
That's wise.
第二个，我们看这两个盖房子的人，他们有什么不同？他们付出的代价不同。
The second difference we can see between the two builders is they paid different price.
那个在石头上盖房子的人付出极大的代价。
The one who built his house on the rock paid a heavy price.
那个在沙土上盖房子的人几乎不用付什么代价。
And the one who built his house on the sand paid very little.
那个在石头上盖房子的人流汗甚至流泪，但是很长的时间看不到有什么果效，看不到有什么回报。
The one who builds his house on the rock will need to shed sweat, maybe even tear, and for a long time he couldn't see much progress.
但是那个在沙土上盖房子的人几乎不用付出什么汗水，很快他的果效，他的回报就看见了。
The one who builds his house on the sand had it easy, and he can see great progress in a short amount of time.
在路加福音六章四十七到四十八节。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 47 and 48.
主耶稣这样说，四十七节，凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。
Jesus said, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like.
他像一个盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock.
主耶稣形容这个在磐石上盖房子的人，说他深深的挖地。
Jesus said, this builder dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock.
就说这个人付出了极大的代价，极大的努力，他挖的是石头。
So this one paid a heavy price. He put up a lot of effort, for he has to dig into rocks.
我以前就是有一位朋友就曾经来劝我，来开导我。
Once a friend of mine came to me and gave me some advice.
很多年以前了。
That's many many years ago.
这个朋友就说就是冯涛就是你所讲的，我知道都是根据圣经。
He said, Barnabas, I know what you preach is from the Bible.
但是我要告诉你，你这样传福音是不行的。
Yet I have to tell you, you cannot preach the gospel this way.
你天天讲认罪悔改，舍己背十字架。
If you keep on telling confess your sins, repent, and deny yourself and carry your cross.
谁愿意听这样的话呢？
Who wants to listen to that kind of message?
谁愿意来到你这里来听你讲这些呢？
And who wants to come into your church to listen to you?
所以你要讲一讲这个信耶稣升官发财信耶稣心想事成这样的一些话。
So you have to preach how you can be blessed when you believe in Jesus Christ.
升官发财就是。
You can get promotions, you can get wealth.
就是我知道这些话不是从圣经来的，我知道
I know those are not from the Bible.
但是你可以用这些话让人先来嘛。
Yeah, you can use those words to attract people into your church.
对啊，这样人才愿意去嘛。你把人弄来再说嘛。
Then people will want to come.
Yeah.
And you need to get them come first.
像你这样传福音，你这个什么时候才能看见你这个那个传福音的效果呢？
So the way you are preaching the gospel, when can you see any fruit?
有一次我跟一些年轻的慕道友在传福音。
And once I'm sharing the gospel with some young seekers.
有个年轻人就说从逻辑上讲我找不到不信耶稣的理由。
One young man said, logically, I couldn't find a reason not to believe.
因为信耶稣，我什么都不失去。我又得到永生，今生又有上帝保护我、祝福我。
For if I believe in Jesus, I'm not losing anything. I will gain eternal life, and I will gain His blessing in this life as well.
但是奇怪的就是，这样的福音我就是信不来。
Yet strangely, I just can't believe.
后来我就对这个年轻人说，我不知道是谁给你传的这样的福音。
Then I said to him, I don't know who preached that gospel to you.
但是圣经中所告诉我们天国的福音不是这样的。
But the Bible tells us the gospel from the kingdom of heaven is not like that.
耶稣说，人若不撇下一切跟从他，人不配做他的门徒。
Jesus said, if we don't put on everything, we are not worthy to be his disciple.
耶稣说，人如果不献上一切给他，人不配做他的门徒。
If we don't offer him everything, we are not worthy to be his disciples.
圣经说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
And the Bible tells us, kingdom of heaven is for the forceful people. Only the forceful people can lay hold of it.
通向永生的门是窄的，找到的人很少的。
The gate leading to eternal life is narrow, and very few people can find it.
所以信耶稣不是说我们什么都不失去。
So to believe in Jesus Christ doesn't mean we don't lose anything.
No, 信耶稣是我们信耶稣，我们要献上一切。
When we believe in Jesus, we need to offer up everything.
而那个打算在磐石上盖房子的人
，So the builder who builds his house on the rock.
他知道他要付出怎样的代价。
He know what kind of price he has to pay.
他愿意付这样的代价。
He's willing to pay it.
所以他的房子能够站到最后。
That's why his house can endure till the end.
那么从耶稣所讲的这个比喻当中，当然了，这两个盖房子的人最大的不同就是他们的结局了。
And in Jesus' parable, the biggest difference between the two builders are their endings.
无论那个在沙土上盖房子的人他曾经多么的风光多么的得到了多少的称赞和掌声。
no matter how much praise and applause the builder who built his house on the sand receives,
但是最后呢，他所做的一切全部垮掉了。
In the end, all his achievements collapsed.
而那个在磐石上盖房子的人，我相信他流出了很多很多的汗水。
And the builder who built his house on the rock, I believe he shed a lot of sweat.
而且他可能收获了很多很多的嘲笑，很多很多的这种羞辱。
And probably he received a lot of mockery and humiliation.
但是当暴风雨来的时候，他的房子可以存留。
But when the storm finally came, his house endures.
在耶稣所讲的这个比喻当中，有一句话重复了好几遍了。
In this parable, Jesus repeated a phrase many times.
就是当雨淋、水冲、风吹撞那房子的时候。
He says, the rain came down, the wind blew, and the flood came up, beating on the house.
有一件事是确定的。
One thing is for sure.
暴风雨一定会来。
Storm will come.
试炼一定会来。
Trial will come.
那最后的考验一定会来。
The final test will come.
那个时候，我们有真实的信心，还只是我们有一个外表的基督徒的样子。到那个时候，一切都显明了。
At that time, do we have true faith, or we only have our appearances? It will be shown.
Yeah.那么在哥林多前书三章十一到十三节
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11 to 13
我们可以看到一起来读
Let's read them together
哥林多前书三章十一节起因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基若有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上建造个人的工程必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来有火发现这火要试验个人的工程怎样不好意思我们刚才没有给时间读英文的经文好暴风雨一定会来的
The storm will come
无论你在世界上任何地方
No matter where you are
我们今天在北美我们也会看到很多很多对基督徒考验的时刻可能会很快就来了或者现在就在考验当中
Today we in North America we will see many many tests and trials as well maybe even right now we are in a test
前段时间我收到我国内的就是中国大陆国内的一些弟兄姊妹他们的一些信息
Recently I received some messages from friends in mainland China
现在我们知道中国大陆的这个宗教政策会加严很多
We know now the Chinese government are tightening their policy on religion
然后很多人面临一个很现实的问题他们如果是基督徒他必须要把他的信仰要报到他的这个领导要告诉他的领导
So a lot of people they face a very an immediate practical problem for if they are Christians they need to declare their faith to their superiors
他们没有办法再隐藏自己的身份隐藏自己的信仰
they couldn't hide their identity hide their faith
如果他们暴露他们的信仰这个政策上是怎么说呢
if they declare their faithThen what's the policy on that?
那个政策上会说会用一切的方法和资源来管理这样他们的信仰。
Then the policy says the government will try to regulate their faith.
我们每一个从中国大陆来的基督徒可能都知道这句话意味着什么。
Probably people from mainland China know what it means.
有的时候会有这样的情形。
Sometimes we face such circumstances.
我们真的会面对一个选择，这边是一个很窄的门，这边是一个很宽的门。
We will face a choice. On the one hand, there's a narrow gate. On the other hand, there's a wide gate.
有一天，那个来收庄稼的天使，他会来的。
One day, the reaper will come.
然后这个时候我们要做出选择，我们要走上这个窄门，走上这个崎岖的小路，还是去走那个宽门平坦的大路。
And we need to decide whether I want to go into the narrow gate through a difficult way, or I want to go into the wide gate through a broad way.
有时候我觉得圣灵的工作非常的奇妙。
And I feel that the work of the Holy Spirit is truly wonderful.
他把真正属神的儿女一步一步的引导或者带领，甚至赶他们去进那个窄门。你必须要选了，你必须要进去了。
He will guide or even goad God's true children into the narrow gate. You have to go there.
因为主来的日子近了。
For the time of Jesus' second coming is near.
那真正的试验，真正的暴风雨要来了。
The true trials and true storms are coming.
我们当我们思想挪亚的时候，我们知道同样的一场洪水。把那些不敬虔的人，把那些不听上帝话的人毁灭了。
When we think of Noah, we know that the same flood destroyed all those rebellious people who don't believe in God.
但是却把挪亚的方舟高高的托起。
Yet the same flood raised Noah's ark.
让挪亚一家八口在方舟中得救。
And kept Noah's family safe so they can be saved.
所以很多的时候基督徒和外邦人我们面对同样的困难同样的考验
So oftentimes we Christians face the same trials the same challenges as unbelievers
但是对于一些只有基督徒的外表却没有真实基督徒的信心和生命的人
Yet for those who only have the outward appearance of ChristiansYet don't have true Christian life inside.
在这个考验面前，他们倒下了，他们沉沦了。
When they face the trial, they couldn't pass and they would fail.
而同另外一些基督徒，他们有真实的信心，有真实基督徒的生命，在洪水来的时候，他们得救了。
And the Christians with true faith, when they face the flood, they will be saved.
最重要的就是他们的信心被显明出来挪亚那120年信心的行为的果效这个时候被显现出来了
The most important thing is their true faith will be revealed just like Noah's faith was revealed through his hard work in all those 120 years
在这个比喻当中还有一点我们要注意到
In this parable there's another point we need to notice
没有第二次机会了
There's no second chance.
没有第二次机会了。
There's no second chance.
你不能说哦，等一下，我再盖个房子。洪水等一下，狂风等一下，我再盖个房子。
You cannot say wind, flood, wait, let me build another house.
没有，再也没有这样的机会。
No, there's no second chance.
所以有一句话说得很好，那些去到地狱当中的人，他们必须要丢掉一样东西。
So there's a very good saying, those who go into hell, they have to give up one thing.
希望
Hope.
那些去到天堂里的人，他们也必须要丢掉一样东西。
And those who enter heaven, they also have to give up one thing.
骄傲
Pride.
当暴风雨过后，只有那在磐石上的房子留了下来。
After the storm has passed,Only the house on the rock endures.
如果这个时候还有观众的话，人们会把掌声归给那个在磐石上盖房子的人。
If there are still audience left, they will applaud the builder who built his house on the rock.
所有人会说：“哇，我们好笨，我们好傻，我们都看错了。原来这个人才是聪明人啊！让我们给他掌声。”
Everyone would say, "Oh, we are ignorant. We were wrong. And this builder is truly wise. We need to applaud him."
而那个在房子当中的人他的心情肯定是百感交集
And the one living inside that house will be filled with all kinds of emotions
他会把感谢归给谁呢
And who will he give his thanksgiving to
他会归给那托着他房子的磐石
He will give his thanks to the rock holding his house
在路加福音六章四十八节是这样说，房子总不摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
In Luke 6:48 it says the storm couldn't shake the house for it was founded on the rock.
不是因为这个人的功劳。
It's not because of the builder's work.
是因为什么？因为是磐石托着房子。
It's because the rock was holding up the house.
我们知道谁是那磐石呢？
Then do you know who the rock is?
主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督托着我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ hold us up.
基督徒的一生不是从一天就从一个罪人变成一个圣徒的。
The life of a Christian is not transformed in one day from a sinner to a saint.
信心的路不是短跑，不是百米冲刺。
Our faith journey is not like a sprint.
信心的路是长跑，是马拉松，是一生之久。
The journey of our faith is like a super marathon. It lasts a whole lifetime.
我们会有流泪、流汗、灰心、失望的时候，我们都会有。
We need to shed tears and sweat, and we will get discouraged, and we may even despair.
但是我们如果扎根在这个磐石上面，我们就不致动摇。
Yet if we build our root on this rock, we will not be shaken.
啊，我们一起来看诗篇，62篇67节。
Let's read Psalm 62, verse 6 and 7.
好，我们看到这个投影，我们可以一起来读诗篇六十二篇六十七节第六节起。唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。我的拯救，我的荣耀，都在乎神。我力量的磐石，我的避难所，都在乎神。诗人他这个时候他是一个什么样的人呢？他是站在磐石上的人。他没有说啊，我很聪明，我选择了一个正确的基础啊，所以我不是摇动。他没有把荣耀归给自己。
What kind of person was the psalmist? He's a wise person. He didn't give glory to himself and say I'm so wise, I built my house on the rock.
他把一切的感谢赞美荣耀归给那托着他的磐石。
He gave glory and his thanksgiving to the rock.
他流了很多的汗，他甚至流泪，他遭受了很多的羞辱，甚至是嘲笑。
He shed a lot of sweat and tears, and he endured a lot of mockery and humiliation.
但他从来不会想到这些。
Yet those are not the things he remembered.
他唯一想到的就是托住他的磐石。
The only thing he remembered is the rock holding him up.
就像我们今天保罗所说的，他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Just like what Apostle Paul said, he doesn't know anything else. He only knows Jesus being crucified for us.
这是我们信心的磐石。
That's the rock of our faith.
上帝爱我们到这样的一个地步，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。
God so loved us to such an extent, he gave us his only begotten son.
这样的爱是我们可以真正的依靠，真正的信靠。
Such love is what we can truly rely upon.
当我们看到暴风雨来的时候
，When we see the storm coming,
啊，我们不是要纪念我们曾经流出的汗水，曾经流下的泪水。
We don't want to remember the sweat and tears we shed.
我们要思想那担负我们的罪被钉在十字架上的主耶稣基督。
We need to remember Jesus Christ.Who bore our sin and was crucified on the cross?
他是我们信心的磐石。
He's the rock of our faith.
啊，我以前就是我，有一个老姊妹，她，我们去拜访她，然后她给我一节经文，这个经文的意思是这样说，就是那唯一能保守我们不失脚、不跌倒、不染上瑕疵的主耶稣基督。
I knew an old sister. One time when I visited her, she shared this verse with me that the only one who can help us not to stumble is Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们今天我们是在沙土上盖房子
And if we build our houses on the sand today,
我愿意这些经文提醒我们。
I want those verses are a reminder to you.
如果我们今天是真正的流汗流泪在磐石上盖房子，
If today we are building our houses on the rock, with sweat and tears,
我也愿意这些经文提醒我们。
I also want those verses to be a reminder to you.
真正值得纪念的不是我们的泪水汗水，不是我们的付出。
What's truly worthy to be remembered is not our sweat and tears, it's not our effort.
是这磐石。
It's the rock.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
啊，感谢你，啊，赐下你的独生爱子给我们。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son.
让主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
You let Jesus Christ bore our sin, and He's crucified on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Dead, buried, and raised to life on the third day.
给我们有宝贵的信心。
So we can have this precious faith.
让我们凭着这信心，我们能被称为神的儿女。
By which we can be called the children of God.
啊，我们。能够得着永生的盼望。
Now we can have eternal hope.
也感谢主耶稣基督成为我们生命的磐石。
We thank you that Lord Jesus Christ is our rock.
啊，也求圣灵带领我们，让我们在这一生当中，我们所建造的乃是金银宝石的工程。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, so what we build is a work of gold and silver and jewels.
乃是建立在磐石上的工程。
And it's built upon the rock.
当那暴风雨来的时候，我们不会跌倒。
When the storm comes, we will not stumble.
啊，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.